anglers are usually packed shoulder to shoulder this time of year on the banks of Ship Creek in downtown Anchorage, but state managers closed the popular fishery over the weekend. Like many rivers and streams around the state, the King Run has been weak in Ship Creek in recent years. Even though the fishery is stocked, managers are worried about collecting enough brood stock for the hatchery upstream. APRN's Annie Fite caught up with some anglers before the fishery closed and has this story.
It's not exactly serene at Ship Creek. There are trains passing through nearby, airplanes constantly buzzing overhead, and trucks accelerating on an adjacent road. But that doesn't seem to bother Charlie Bunch. On a recent afternoon, Bunch is relaxing in the sun on a rocky section of the muddy bank of Ship Creek.
I'm going to try to lure a king salmon out of this mighty Ship Creek today.
Bunch has been a regular at Ship Creek for 9 years now and says the fishing is especially slow this year. He's caught 2 fish in the last month. His friend, Joe Delia, has reeled in only 3, but remembers much better years.
It's really good fishing when the fish are in. I've seen it where everybody be hooking up and we've been netting each other's fish, just having a good old time. It's close to town here. You don't have to spend a bunch of money and gas running off somewhere else. We just have a good time, help each other out, and some good-looking fish come in here, fresh out of the ocean over there.
In a good year, anglers catch 6,000 kings in Ship Creek. In recent years, that number has fallen to around 2,000 fish a year. Dan Bosch is the state biologist who oversees the Ship Creek fishery, which is stocked with hatchery-reared salmon.
The same thing that we see in the wild fisheries, which are depressed, king salmon fisheries, which are depressed area-wide, our hatchery fish are depressed too. And you know, we know how many fish we put in here. We know we're putting in good smolt, so whatever's happening to both the wild and hatchery fish, it's happening out in the marine environment.
The state just replaced the hatchery that supplies the Ship Creek king salmon. Bosch calls the new facility state-of-the-art and says there's nothing like it anywhere in North America. He expects the new hatchery to start producing better king runs at Ship Creek, but it will take a while, about 4 years. In the meantime, Bosch says some anglers have still been able to catch fish in recent years.
Those who are patient and those who not a fish for these fish will catch fish. I know people that came last year, when everybody's complaining about the fishing, I know anglers, you landed more than 10 fish here last year.
Bosch appreciates that the Ship Creek fishery is easily accessible to Anchorage residents. He says people show up on foot, by bus, and even in taxis.
I remember one year I was on the other side checking licenses, and I see this kid walk up on his first cast. He caught a king salmon. And he was a youth, so he didn't even, you know, he was 15 years old, didn't even need a license. All he had, but he had his harvest record card, and he was signed it right off. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you can see when the fishery's going strong. So that's what we all look for as fisheries managers. We want to see kids, whoever, catching fish.
On this day, though, it's difficult to find someone who is catching fish. But I finally locate one beaming angler in the parking lot, standing with friends behind a red pickup truck, fishing pole in hand. His name is Big June Leota.
But when I walked down to only about 15 minutes, I had one right in the mouth, but it's probably about 15, 20 pounds. But I give it away.
So what's your secret?
Just be confident and, you know, just don't think about anything else. Just go down fishing, have fun.
Sound advice. And even though the king salmon fishing is over for the summer, anglers will be able to test their luck again when the coho fishery opens on July 14th. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.